Some planting will occur across the Midwest over this next couple of days before showers start to appear across part of the region, and that fieldwork will then resume again just before the greater rain events that take place during the middle part of next week. The majority of the Midwest will be seeing warmer temperatures as well as we move forward through the weekend and into early next week, with our temperatures getting into the 60s and 70s across many areas. Some of the computer forecast model data has suggested perhaps a couple of lower 80-degree highs may occur just ahead of these stronger thunderstorms that will occur during midweek next week, and that will occur probably in the lower eastern portions of the Midwest. But the storms that are expected to come across the region will be setting back some fieldwork for a little while. We do expect to see moderate to locally heavy rainfall occur and some chance for severe thunderstorms as this contrast in air mass temperatures takes place across the Midwest. The lower eastern parts of the region will certainly be quite warm as we get into the early to middle part of next week, while much cooler air will be pushing into the plains and portions of the western Corn Belt. That sets the stage for that severe weather outbreak, and we'll probably see that with hail and some damaging wind, and wouldn't be surprising at all to see a tornado or two evolve in this scenario as well. Well, the precipitation potentials that come with this event will be quite varied across the region. So there will be some potential for some moderate to heavy snows to occur across some of the region from eastern, or I should say northeastern Colorado and western Nebraska into the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota. A lot of that will occur during the early part of next week. And we'll likely see some heavy thunderstorm activity occurring from the western portions of the Delta into a part of the lower eastern Midwest, as I mentioned before. And some 1 to 2 inch rains will likely occur in those heavier events. We'll likely see the rainfall lighter in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt. This would include Missouri and Kansas, as well as areas to the northeast from there into part of southeastern Iowa and a small portion of southwestern Wisconsin. It will rain in these areas. Don't want to imply that it won't, but the moisture totals will be lighter in this corridor than it will be relative to the rest of the region. Some of these drier areas will pick up on 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch of moisture, and there will be a couple of exceptions, as there always are. We will expect to see the drier weather bias coming back in rather quickly in the second half of next week, and the following weekend should be good enough to get back into the fields in some areas, and that will allow for some early season planting to resume. We do expect the temperatures to contrast rather sharply across parts of the region over these next few days, and that is the reason for the severe weather potential as we move into the early part of next week. We will be seeing this warming trend over the next few days, and temperatures this afternoon will be in the 40s and 50s in the northern parts of the region with a few 30s up close to the Canada border, while we'll see some 60 and lower 70 degree temperatures this afternoon in the southern and western parts of the region. Tomorrow we'll see 60s and lower 70s across a much larger portion of the lower Midwest, while 40s and 50s occur across the north, and will continue warming as we move into Sunday, with the northern areas in the 40s and 50s, and the south, 2/3 of the region will probably be in the 60s and lower 70s again. The warmest weather will occur right ahead of the severe thunderstorms that will come on that cold front, so look for that to occur Tuesday into Wednesday, Tuesday in the middle of the Midwest, Wednesday in the eastern areas. Our low temperatures at night are expected to fall off back into the 30s and 40s across northern parts of the region tonight, but 40s and lower 50s will occur in the southwestern part of the region, and looks like lows across most of the south and east will be 40s and lower 50s as we move into Sunday morning, while the upper 20s and 30s will occur in the upper portions of the region. Well, the warmer at nighttime lows will still be with us until we get to Wednesday and Thursday, when a sharp drop in temperatures will occur in the plains and parts of the western Corn Belt. We're watching for the risk of some frost and freezes to occur. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.